This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I'm working on a project right now with a couple of producers and a director, and it's really fun and interesting, and we're approaching the process in a very entrepreneurial way. That's how the entertainment business is these days. It's entrepreneurial and disrupted and exciting, and all of those words mean only one thing, which is the writer doesn't get paid. Until, you know, the project goes forward. Now, in the past, this was simply called writing on spec. The writer sat down somewhere, usually someplace distracting, and wrote the draft that was in his or her heart without worrying about what the person paying for it would think because, well, there wasn't anyone paying for it. Now, the downside of this approach is the risk that no one will want the script when it's done, but the upside is that as a writer, you're working for yourself. No one can give you notes or ask for another draft without paying you. Which reminded me of a story a friend of mine told me about the time he was working on his first movie. Now, mostly they try to keep the original writer as far away from the set as possible. Writers, when they write, have a very specific idea of how each line of dialogue and each moment of the story should be performed, and they can be awfully persnickety about it. And actors, when they act, well, they like to mess that up a bit. And directors, when they direct, sometimes convince themselves that they actually wrote the whole thing and start improvising freely with the actors. And if the writer is there to see it, well, not much good comes from that experience. But my friend was on the set, hanging out with the director and the cast, agreeably revising and adjusting the script where necessary, and the whole time he was feeling grateful. This was his first real gig, after all, and he was experiencing some serious career heat. In fact, when he was on the set working with one of the leads, his agent called about his next project. There was a producer who was really interested in it, but the producer had some thoughts about the draft, the producer had some notes, the producer wanted to know if my friend would fly to LA, hear the notes, do a second draft, and then they'd approach the studio about actually buying the script. In other words, would the writer do a whole lot of work without getting paid to do it? He was about to say, yes, of course, when the actor he was working with, she was the star of the movie, put her hand on his arm. She had heard only one half of the conversation, but of course, she'd been around long enough to know what the other half was, and she said in a low voice, never work for free. She said people in the entertainment business place a value on the work you do pretty much equal to the amount of money they're paying you to do it. In this respect, they're identical to everyone else in every other business. So if they're paying you zero, that's pretty much what they think of your work. In the end, he told me he flew to LA and he had the meeting and he did the second draft for free and did, in fact, get paid when the project went forward. But he also got taken off the project early on and it went through enough revisions to be pretty unrecognizable when it finally reached the screen. So I asked him, why did you do it? Why did you go against the advice you were given by the wiser and more experienced actress? His answer here was simple. Never work for free is a great rule, but only if there's someone else out there ready to pay you. If not, there's a more important rule to follow in Hollywood, and that's always keep busy. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll reinvent ourselves. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.